Essence, Universal Oneness. And that's what they were referring to in the consideration of New Beginnings, our daily message, is that we're really responding to universal consciousness that's taking us to a new understanding of self. So in other words, instead of continuing to react to all of the phenomena without, we're seeking the Holy Grail within. We're seeking the loving cup within. We're traveling within to our own understanding, to our own awakened self, to our Buddha self, to our Christ self, to our I Am Presence, to really allow that higher truth, that higher knowing, that higher placement to advise you, to take you in full possessiveness, to really turn your awareness to the higher truth. And the higher truth is that we're all one. Out of the lower energies, there's continual conflict and bickering and energetic punching, because this is the old, like, espionage, like the old game that is continuing to play out. Come here, buddy. Come here, quickly. It's continuing to play out, but that we have a circumstances of new arrival. In other words, we can watch ourselves just with that adversarial engagement. And so it's not denying what first arrives, but it's really realizing that there's a pearl, that there's a gift that we're all seeking, that's seeking us, that's leading us into higher station, that's leading us into higher guidance, that's leading us into our highest Christ union, where when we move into that higher reach, higher realm, higher exchange, higher value, this is where we all, like, touch down. So in other words, our higher self, our I Am Presence, comes into this unified stance. And this is how we're ascending. This is how we're graduating. This is how we're moving into the ascended earth that is all around us, as we will self-adjust, as we will attune, as we will proceed, as we will expose. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be birthed into this new assembly of self, which is beyond the conflict, because all of this, like, tossing back and forth, swaying back and forth, it's just sort of like uprooting all of us out of that past sleepiness or that past security, where I'll just go along with the consciousness I seem to have been birthed in and play by that those rules. So this is where we're really signaling our readiness to move back to our holy existence, where we're opening up to our divine nature, we're opening up to our divine wisdom, to truth, and we're opening that bridge to that higher awareness, that higher consciousness that's bringing us forward. So allow yourselves to be birthed, allow yourselves to move into new quantum existence, where you're being directed, you're being guided, you're being shown, you're being supported, you're being helped, you're being lifted up into new placement. So that new placement has to do with a new reality of consciousness, of truth, of wholeness, where that oneness, that unity, where all is given. And so this is where we have our birthing rights. This is where we have our new placement. This is where we have our new station. And I just, it's just like there's this emerald green energy that is overtaking us. And so when they say, like, overtaking us, it's like all consuming. And it's leading us into new quarters, into new delicacies, into new opportunities. So the opportunities that come before us have to do with our alignment, focus, awareness, like docking procedure. So it's like not worrying so much about what was occurring in the lower engagement. It's signing a seal, a document of readiness to proceed in all of God's glory. So again, God's glory being our godly essence, our godliness, our wholeness, our oneness. And all of us are being attained, are being gifted, are being guided, are being responded to. So it's like your higher self, our higher self knows all of our problems, all of our secrets, all of, you know, if this ever comes to light. It's aware of all of it, and it's ready to play. So we're allowing that due privilege. We're allowing that wholeness. We're allowing ourselves to shake hands with our true admission, our true loveliness, our true light. So allow that to be conceived. Allow that to be presented. Allow that to take hold. Allow that to be administered to. And so remember, we're being guided. It's almost like, oh, I wish a master would come down from the sky and illuminate me. Well, your master self is here and is ready to do just that, as you will assimilate, as you will bow in preparation. So that bowing is just realizing, out of our old context, we don't know the truth of self. We don't know the highest place. You know, we're still seeking higher treasures. And so as we bow, those treasures are united. Those treasures come into full knowing, into full consequence, into full union. So allow that gift to be heard, allow it to be claimed, allow it to resurrect your awareness into your new possibility on earth. And so this is where we plant our feet securely. So this is where we're grounding ourselves into the earth and allowing that rooting system to be heard, to be acknowledged. So it's like Gaia, Mother Earth, receives us, is aware of us. So in other words, we're coming into full presentation rather than just spinning around in our minds. It's sort of like we're grounding and coming into divine union. So allow that to be kept, allow that to be recorded, allow that to be duly noted, allow your like new blueprint, your new opportunities to be shown. And so that shown is, you may suddenly realize something, you may feel a tingling, you may feel a holiness, you may feel a graduated essence, you may feel absolutely nothing, but it's like allowing, permitting, and just knowing it at the absolute right time, divine perfect timing, that all will be shown, all will be gifted. And so our opportunity is to keep like blossoming like that rose with that new wisdom, with that new heartbeat, with that new signature. So remember that heartbeat, there's the intelligence is really in our spiritual heart. And so that heartbeat is sort of like guaranteeing our success, because that heart wisdom, that heart consciousness is growing, is glowing, is being birthed, is being actualized. And so we're allowing that new birth to occur with ease, with true receptivity, true allowance. And so we offer that sunshine to all that occurs. So as we're coming into new birthing, we offer that alignment, that knowing, that awareness to all that is seen. So now we're seeing all of our counterparts, all of the other sentient beings, all of the other beings in their new approach, in their new loveliness, because we receive their forgiveness, because we receive the love and compassion. It's so much easier now to extend it, because we've released the false self, the judgment. So there's no more projection of judgment. There's only oneness. There's only love. Let love reign. And so this is where we offer that new birthing station to one and old, so that others wake up to their light, because we've offered that due consideration. So it's sort of like, here's where you are, this frequency of you, this version of you, So that's how powerful these like precious moments are when we awaken to our light, to our holy remembrance. We wake up to the truth of all. Receive, receive, receive. So it is. Beautiful, 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 beautiful.